Welcome, friends, to our encore for today, the 8th day of July, 2024. Ted Bell is a steakhouse owner and a major sponsor, and he's disgusted by the Gray's hot dog stunt when Margaret jammed. You remember that, Margaret?
Yes, I remember that. And it's some of the crudest humor.
Well, you're the one that, you know, all right, I don't want to relive it. He's disgusted by the Margaret Gray's hot dog stunt, shoving all those hot dogs into her face. You know, it was the Coney Island thing. And then Harvey Weinman will take on the Dave Slavman case. This is the guy that never goes away.
Not the guy that caused Dooley to go bow-legged. He didn't really.
Yeah, he didn't really.
Well, whatever.
Yes, yeah, this is the same guy, Dave Slavman. So that's on the program today. Let's listen. Ted Bell, Margaret Gray, Harvey Weinman, and the Slav on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And tonight we have, we got Harvey Weinman. We haven't talked to Harvey in a long time. Is he all right? Yeah, he's fine. Harvey Weinman has taken over the Dave Slavman. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, I just talked to Harvey. He's taking over the Slavman situation.
Yeah, he's taking over the Slavman situation. But first up, ladies and gentlemen... Bell, huh? Yeah, it's Bell.
I just heard somebody say it's Bell. Who's that?
It was General Shaw.
Yeah, it's Bell, all right.
All right, sorry.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Ted Bell. Great to be with you. I've got some things to talk over with you. God almighty, I can't hear myself think. Close the door, with Jerry. Close the door. Is Cadilly in there? So I'm trying to air it out. Air out what? We burned some oysters. Are you on the air right now? Yes, I'm on the air right now. We burned some oysters, and so I'm just...
Okay, you guys all done there?
Are we all done? Hey, Phil, don't worry about it. Keep your underwear on, okay?
Hey, Chef Cedilli, it's my show. If you'd like, I'll just hang up.
All right. Sorry. We burned some oysters, Phil, so I opened the door to air it out, because it stinks like the crack of someone's rear end in here, and I would go...
Okay, Ted, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm fine, Phil. Sorry about that. But, yeah, I just wondered. It was noisy, and I realized that the door to the kitchen was open. And I'm going to step back in the hallway here.
You seem to have a problem with noise there. Why can't you just do the bit from your office?
Who am I speaking with?
Come on, Bell. You know who this is.
All right. Okay, sorry. The reason why I don't do it from the office is Phil said he liked the ambience of the restaurant.
Well, we do like the ambience, but it... Sometimes, Ted, this is Margaret.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, well, I'm just saying...
You're the female voice. I know it's you. It's when I heard General Shaw. I don't know. I get confused. You know, I got to tell you something, Phil. I'm a little bit upset.
Okay, I know you're upset, but just hold on for a minute. Yes, we like the ambience of the restaurant, but if we can't hear you...
I'll tell you, the ambience of the restaurant sounds good, but for the audio purposes...
Yeah, okay, thanks very much, bud. I get it. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a recording engineer. I know that you guys like to talk all of that fancy. You know, you like to... it's okay.
I don't want to talk anything fancy. I'm just telling you, sometimes it's a little loud.
Yeah, tonight we had the door open because it stinks like Don Mix's breath in there, okay? You know, that you've taken a whiff of that, haven't you?
No, I have not. No, we've only had him on the phone.
Oh, my God.
When did you meet Don Mixa?
Came in for a drink. Oh, God.
That was that bad.
What are you talking about now? He's talking about Don Mix's breath. He said it stinks in the restaurant.
We had Mix in here one. Don, he's a great guy, Phil, as you know, and he's done an awful lot of work for you. But his breath, just the memory of it, you know. Oh. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, man. How bad can the guy's breath be?
It smells like... Hey, Chef Cedilli, come on out here.
You know, right, Ted, let's move on, okay?
No, hold on. I'm paying for the time. Hey, you remember when we had Mix in here? Oh, my God. Yeah, pretty bad, huh? What are you laughing at, man? I remember his breath. It smells just like these burnt oysters. You know, just, oh, God. Yeah, it was not a good situation.
Well, my understanding is, Margaret, do you know what Don's done about his breath? Why would I know what he's done about his breath?
I know, Mr. Henry. He's brushing his teeth more, and he's using that whitening. He's using Crest whitening.
Using Crest? Whitening your teeth is not what he needs. He needs to do something about the gingivitis. I'll bet you he's got gingivitis and something wrong with his stomach.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not an expert on bad breath. I do have, I keep mints handy. I keep gum handy. I know you're a gum chewer, right, Phil?
I chew gum. I eat mints.
Well, Phil's very self-conscious about his breath.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact, because you never know. You know, you're going to be breathing on some guy, and it might smell like something died inside your mouth. Why do you want that?
What do you mean something died? Just good hygiene, good habits. My breath is sparklingly fresh. I know it is.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Well,
no, it is. I mean, but how can you ever be sure?
Yeah, how can you be sure? Because I've never had anyone do that.
You never had anybody just go, oh, like that?
No, I have not.
All right, well.
Okay, so enough about Don Mix's breath and the smell of burnt oysters in the kitchen. Is it aired out?
Let me take a whiff. Oh, God.
Phil's laughing.
Yeah, I know he's laughing. You find, Phil, the discomfort of others to be very amusing, don't you?
Ted?
Don't you?
No, I do not, no. But I got to tell you, the over-dramatic...
What's over-dramatic? Chef Chidilli, come on. You won, man. I'm trying to get dinner cooked. Just take a whiff and tell Phil what it smells like. It smells like you put your head up a cat's ass. There. Does that help you?
Oh, for God's sake, Phil. All right, thank you. I'm sorry I asked.
God almighty. Oh.
Okay, man.
Hey, Phil, if you think it's so funny, okay, why don't you hang your phone? Why don't you go have your jollies and get your little giggles off before you call me?
I called you up, Ted, because we want to talk to you, and I want to deal with your complaint about the... Margaret, you know, the episode with the hot dogs.
No, I don't know the episode. I know that you wanted to complain about something having to do with me.
Well, Margaret, I have nothing against you. I have my complaint is with the Phil Hendry show, and I tweeted about it today on the Twitter. On Twitter, yeah, I tweeted about it. And the tweet, I could read the tweet to you. Where's the tweet? Gary, where's the tweets?
Isn't it right there?
Yeah, that's my phone, but on the phone...
Ted, who cares, man?
I care. I want to read because I tweeted about it today, and here's what I said about it, Margaret. And I want you to be aware of this, so you know that I'm not just. I sell the best steaks. This is what I wrote, Margaret. I sell the best steaks in the country. I sell the best steaks this country has ever slid into its mouth. And yet, even though I spend an enormous amount of money buying time on the Hendry Show, I hear well.
You hear what he said? This woman, Gray.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I was angry. I hear this woman, Gray, spend an entire segment talking about eating 15 hot dogs in one sitting and then throwing them up.
Well, I'm listening to this man, Bell, complaining constantly about the coverage he gets on this show. No one in Los Angeles or all over the country gets the kind of coverage you get, Ted. Nobody gets the kind of publicity you get.
And I paid dearly for it.
No, you do not. You know, I'm not gonna break any confidences. But no, you don't.
Oh, wow, Chef. He's trying to, you know, take the terms of our deal and put him on the air.
I did not take the terms of your deal and put him on the air. I'm telling you, Ted, you got a good bang for your buck around here.
Oh, God. Hendry thinks it's funny. Hendry thinks it's funny that we're working in a toilet tonight. What do you think about that? So, you know, you should only be here to smell what burned oysters smell like.
I wouldn't want to, and I have to tell you, that, you know, it's something you guys have got to deal with, all right? It's not my fault. And if it smells so bad in that joint, boy, you better open a few more doors.
You guys telling me, hey, by the way, I hear you went to this, were you at the smokehouse last night in Burbank? It's called Burbank. Why don't you go back in the kitchen and cook something? Give me the phone.
Hey, what happened?
Phil, it's Chef Chidilia. He is on edge ever since he heard about Margaret throwing up 15 hot dogs on the air.
I did not. It was it was a joke, a hoax.
It was a what?
It was a joke. I didn't throw up 15 hot dogs on the air. It was a fake tape that Frank and Ralph Bourre made.
Well, I don't know who these people are. Frank is your husband, right?
Yes.
All right. Ted found out that an entire segment of the Phil Hendry Show was devoted to you puking up 15 hot dogs that you had crammed in and puked them up.
That did not happen. That was a joke we were playing on Phil.
It never happened, Chef.
Okay. Whether it happened or not, Ted spends however much money he spends with you, Phil. He spends money. He's talking about the best steaks that money can buy, the greatest meat that you ever had dropped into your mouth from a standing position. Okay, give me the phone. I got it. Grab the phone out of my hand, okay? You're going to lose the use of your hand. Thank you.
Boy, you guys, you know, I don't even know how you keep him employed. You guys don't get along at all.
We get along fine, all right? Look, I'm sitting in a place, Phil, right now where the chef here burned. Yes, you did, chef. You burned oysters. It smells like I've got my head buried in a full load of Johnny Can, okay? Just, oh, man.
Will you knock it off, please?
I'm not going to knock it off as long as I'm laughing. Go back in the kitchen, bitch. Hey, what? Ted's in his office right now, Phil.
I gotta know what happened.
He's laughing. He's like, it sounds to me like you assaulted him.
No, I just grabbed the phone, and I just told him, you don't call me bitch. All right, well, then go back in the kitchen, okay?
Why don't you guys get along, man? You got a successful business operation there.
I'm sorry I called you bitch. You call me bitch, okay? That's the last time you ever used that word while still having the use of both arms and both legs. You understand? And your penis. You understand? Back in the kitchen, okay? Telling me to get back in the kitchen like I'm something wearing a dress?
Let me talk to him.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry! Yeah.
Hey, chef, would you do us a favor? Go back in the kitchen. I got to interview Ted. We're burning daylight here.
Thanks. He just threw the phone right at me.
All right, now, getting to the essence of the situation. You had a problem with it.
I told you, Ted, that it was a joke.
I understand. I told you, you said that to Chef Giannilli. Didn't say it to me.
All right, well, I'm telling you now, there were no hot dogs. I didn't eat any hot dogs.
No, that's not the point. The point is that, you know, you can talk about the great steaks, the great eating. And by the way, we have a wonderful, wonderful sausage sandwich here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Kielbasa sausage sandwich. I mean, it'll put a smile on your face, a quick stride in your step. I can tell you right now, you'll have healthy bowel. I probably shouldn't say you'll have a healthy bowel.
Okay, so that's great. So, Ted, you're talking about a sausage sandwich, and that's wonderful, but we don't need to know about bowel movements. And what is your complaint again about the hot dogs?
What is my complaint? You guys spent all this time talking about Margaret vomiting hot dogs. And I'm out here with a steakhouse, one of the best in the country. I'm just some other guy around here.
Hey, Ted, we get you on the air as often as possible, as per our arrangement. That bit about Margaret and eating the hot dogs was something that her and Frank cooked up. I didn't know. I thought she'd actually been in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, okay? Let's just talk about it. Ted's of Beverly Hills promotes healthy eating, promotes fine cuisine. We promote we promote acting like a human being and not like an animal. And we promote good table manners. And what do? In the middle of what Ted Bell is trying to do, what Ted Bell has been trying to do for years on your program, Phil, what do? You drop right in the middle of that, Margaret shoving 6 inches in.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
I'd be very careful if I were you, Ted.
Oh, my God, what's the problem? I'm sorry, what's the problem?
Knock it off with the shoving 6 inches.
I don't mean anything. What I'm saying is Margaret's there shoving in the dogs, the lynx, okay, one after the other, 15 of them, and then, allegedly, I guess you say it didn't happen, then you puke it all over everybody. Can you imagine that? A beautiful woman, and you are a lovely woman, Margaret.
Thank you, Ted.
All right, but you're all doing it. You took the phone, okay? Back in the kitchen, and you're going to pay, dude. There's Margaret, just sliding one after the other, one dog after the other, okay? And the problem that I have, you talk about me, Phil, but the people listening to your program, the people listening to your show, who also know that Ted Bell is one of your sponsors, can only imagine Margaret Gray sliding these in and going, because...
All right, Ted, that's enough of that. I'm going to walk off this program, Phil. Ted, what's with the gagging sound?
Are you telling me you didn't gag on that stuff? Where is she?
Margaret, did I gag on it? No, because it never happened.
Well, I know it didn't happen, but the audience is imagining that it did. And this whole thing about, you say it didn't happen, did you actually come out and tell the audience?
Yeah, yesterday she did a whole thing about how it was all a big joke, and she didn't mean it.
All right, well, you know, I didn't hear that. What I heard, and what everybody was talking about, is Margaret taking these hot dogs and going, uh-huh. You know, I swear to God, Margaret.
All right, Ted, you're doing that for effect and to insult me.
No, oh my God!
Ted.
But that's very unfair. I didn't force you to dummy up a tape. where you're sucking down one dog after the next, where you're taking one hot dog after the next and just, you know, I didn't do that. You did that.
All right, thank you very much. I'm walking out.
Hey, Margaret, come on, sit down. Hey, Margaret, you're part of this show.
I don't have to be insulted.
You don't have to be insulted. You're the one who came up with the dumbbell tape.
He's making a point. You guys came up with this idea, and you had this tape, and you were vomiting on the air or whatever.
It was Ralph Bore.
So it was Ralph Bore, but you're the guys, you and Frank are the guys that put this thing together.
That's exactly right. So I would think, you know, it's one big joke. That's fantastic. But when somebody comes along and says they'd like to comment on it, about you standing there in front of, what is it, 20,000 people and going, you know.
All right, you're making a big joke out of this.
Well, that's what you said it was.
Ted, you got to calm down, man.
I'm sorry, but this is the kind of thing that people will say, are you on the Henry Show? And I say, yeah. Well, they just had a lady on who talked about gagging down 15 dogs.
I didn't gag them down, brains.
Well, that's what they thought they heard. That's what they thought they heard. Chef Chedilia. Oh, thank you very much. Margaret, hi, Chef Chedilia. It isn't so much that's not what you did, it's what people heard and what their interpretation was. And I think Ted feels being in the company, putting Ted to Beverly Hills in the same company as someone who is sliding 1 6-incher after, I don't mean to say that.
Yeah, if you guys don't stop referring to them as 6-inchers.
Well, all right, if you're sliding one after the other, putting us in that same company, it puts a bad light on Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's what Ted says, you know.
And what kind of light does Ted's of Beverly Hills, what kind of light do you put Ted's of Beverly Hills in when you sound like you have your mouth full of a load?
Oh, what'd she say? Nothing. What'd she say? Nothing. What'd you say, Margaret?
I'm not repeating it.
Phil, this is what you sound like, just in case you know. That's what you, the last few days.
All right, Ted, I understand. Listen, have we resolved anything?
Have we resolved anything?
I'm sure that Margaret is not going to come back on here anytime soon with another tape of her eating 15 hot dogs.
Well, I would hope not, Phil. If you're going to do that kind of a joke, if you're going to do food jokes, remember which side of the bread the butter's on. Okay? That's the... I don't know what you said to Joe Dillia, but he's all pissed off.
Well, let him be.
All right.
Thanks very much, Ted, and the best of luck to you guys.
Hold on.
All right. Look, tell him to swallow whatever it is he's got in his mouth before he gets on the air again.
She said to swallow.
Hit the jingle, will you, for God's sake?
Good Lord.
I hung up on him, though.
Well, all right. Ted's a Beverly. Thanks a lot, Ted.
Oh, he just called back. Yeah, Ted.
This is Ted Bell. Come on down where you get good steaks. We don't vomit up hot dogs around here, all over your table and all over your nice suit. You know, Phil?
Okay. Harvey Wireman coming up next on the Dave Slabman thing. Now, what is this, bud?
Dave Slabman, you know, had Frank Gray as his attorney and negotiating terms of a deal about Slabman, you know.
What do you mean about Slabman being in a movie?
Yeah, about Slabman being in a Chris Norton movie. But Harvey Wireman is going to be taking it over.
All right, Harvey Wireman, the long-retired attorney and longtime guest on our show. We haven't heard from Harvey in a while. He'll be coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here for the Phil Hendry Show website. You know, Phil and I have been in business for a long time. It's been well worth it. Phil has some great stuff on his website, and I suggest you get yourself a subscription. You can hear an awful lot of hours of me, Ted Bell, and my restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills, as we hold forth down through the years. Lots of adventures had from the, well, you name it, from the Dunphy brothers to my wife Marcy to my son Josh to all of the things in between, including the condom in the clam chowder.
For God's sake, Ted.
Jesus. All right, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. Get a subscription. To the
let's take it again.
I can't get a subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Condom in the clam chowder. Oh my God. Oh my, come on.
PhilHendryShow.com.
The greatest value online other than porn, and that's certified
bullshit. Welcome back, Phil Hendry here, along with Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And let's get on Harvey Wireman now. Harvey is
Been in retirement for a long time, but he used to be one of our main go-to guys when it came to issues of the legal sense, and we got Harvey on the phone here. Harvey, long time no talk, pal.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how long it's been. I was talking to Carol, my daughter, and I said, how long has it been since I've been on the Henry Show? And it was interesting. She says, back when you were doing news breaks for him, and you would forget to, you know, you put on the Disneyland glasses.
Oh, yeah, your daughter would get those? I mean, your granddaughter?
Yeah, my granddaughter would, hold on, turn that down, will you? Carolyn, honey, turn it down, baby. Grandpa's on the radio. Grandpa's on the radio. So yeah, that was a good time. But
for the listeners, Harvey used to do these news breaks for us for a while. But you always asked for your glasses, and your granddaughter would bring you the wrong ones.
Yeah, she brought over the ones that they got at Disneyland or World or Disney. Whatever it is.
No, there's Disneyland and Disney World.
No, it wasn't either one of those. It was a Disney...
Was it like the Disney store?
No. It was there was an amusement park, and it had rides.
Yeah, it's either Disneyland or Disney World.
Disneyland
or Disney World, no?
No. I know Disneyland and Disney World. It was Disney... Isn't there a Disney park or something like that?
Well, there's the Magic Kingdom.
Maybe that's it.
That's part... Okay, so anyway...
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, she brought me these glasses that her mother got her at Disneyland.
Hey, we do have Frank Gray called in.
Frank Gray has called in, Harvey.
Yeah, put him on. Is there?
Harvey, it's Frank Gray. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just on with Henry and his people to sort out the whole Dave Slavman situation.
Dave Slavman, Phil... You know, we talked about it on the show the other day. Dave Slavman slandered.
The word is slandered.
I understand that, but in keeping with, I have a very creative practice, Harvey. I don't exactly do what you do, and what I try to do is I try to mold my clients to a whole new brand. So I call he wasn't. It wasn't just slandered, it was Slavmond.
That's, you know something, that's neither here nor there. And this is the reason why it's good that I took over this case. And I hate to do this on the air in front of all the people, but Frank, there's something really wrong with you. I don't know if you know that or not.
Now you're starting to sound like my wife. It's always talking that way.
That's what I'm talking about. You say your wife, it.
You know what, Phil? I'll leave you to it. I'll leave both of you monkeys to it.
I don't like being called a monkey either.
I'll leave both of you monkeys to it. And
all right, Harvey, we have you, and that was Frank Gray.
Yeah, just like I said to him, there's something seriously, seriously wrong with this guy.
Well, have you not been able to work with him down through the years?
I worked with Frank Gray on a couple of projects at 10, 20 years ago. And he was fine, but the thing that bothered me about him, everybody was an it. Every time he talked about me, he said, "Hey, she's over there," and it got to be very irritating. I understand that it was an untreated STD or something like that.
That's the problem, Harvey. Frank is fine. He's sane, but has a difficult time with his pronouns because of this. His wayward youth. Let's just call it that.
Well, whatever went wrong with this guy, and I like Frank, and he eats at Ted's in Beverly Hills, just like I eat
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills. But hold on for a minute. Now, you know I got this phlegm problem, Phil.
Oh, he's gonna.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just couldn't work with the guy.
All right, so tell me about, now you can't work with Frank Gray, I understand, so tell me about the Dave Slavman.
I got a call from Frank, and Frank says that he's got a client, this Dave Slavman, used to be a boyfriend of one of your listeners or something, and apparently this guy Slavman is some kind of an animal, did pornography movies.
Yeah, he did adult films.
Yeah, okay, adult films. I like how you adult films.
you know, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Frank, right here, man.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, and so I did the pornographic movies. And apparently the word got back to this kid, Chris Norton. You know who this kid is?
Yeah, he's a filmmaker. He does adult films.
Filmmaker, all right. Well, he approached my client, Mr. Slavman.
Yeah, but it used to be Frank Gray's client.
Is that Dickman?
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Dickman, I understand that. I'm bringing you guys up to speed. He's my client now.
Don't get him upset.
He's got a phlegm problem.
Let me jump in here, Harvey. It's Margaret Gray. And we've been talking an awful lot about my husband and what a mess he is and what a wreck he is. But you and he did a lot of work together, including on the Beauregard case, where you guys came up with the legal concept of being slabbered.
Yes, you're right about that.
And so Frank has been a great asset to you down through the years, especially in entertainment law.
I'm not denying that, Margaret. I swear they call me an idiot.
What is the legal concept of slabbered?
That is slandered and libeled. When you speak disgustingly of an individual, and also at the same time, while you're saying it, you're writing it down and handing it into a publisher. It's very, very specific, but it can be, you slibered someone, you know, so... It's an interesting concept.
You slibered them.
Slibered or slabbered? Yeah. I just heard Henry go,
He's laughing.
What is so funny? You know what's funny to you, Henry? The fact that you could never, in five lifetimes, ever become a lawyer like me.
Thanks a lot for that, Frank. Thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence in my intelligence.
It's not a comment about intelligence. You're just too much of a clown. You'd laugh your way through law class. Every time you sit down to study case law someplace, you'd be going, it'd be like feeding time at the ape cage with you and just, you know, giggling your way through it.
All right, I mean, some of the stuff you're saying is pretty funny. Slibbered? Okay.
I said slabbered. And yes, it's a legal concept.
And this was in the Beauregard case.
That's right.
Well, what happened?
This guy Beauregard was suing my client, the Effervescent Skin Cream, because he felt that he'd invested some money and that the money had not been rightfully ceded back to him. But in so doing, and while the case was ongoing, he said that the people at Effervescent, namely the board members Bob Donabell and his wife Corrine Donabell, he said they were cheap creeps, that they had bad physical hygiene. And while he was saying that, he was typing it for a newspaper article, and I was watching him do it. I said, so you're libeling them. He said, that's right. I'm going to put this in the mail and send it to... This was the days before there was email. And he also said, and your clients are creeps, bad physical hygiene, they smell like something out of an ape cage, and on top of that, they're cheap. So I said to Frank, and Frank said, that's easy. They've just been slabbered. I said, what do you mean? He said, they've been slandered and libeled.
Is that a legal concept that is actually in use?
Is that a legal concept? Yes, it's on the books, okay? And when any lawyer, when any judge wants to cite precedent, there it is.
All right, so good about that. And but Frank is not with you on this case. So bring us up to speed on where the Slavman case is.
Well, this guy Slavman, that's a whole other nightmare. This guy Slavman wants to do a film for Chris Norton. But Slavman is facing a potential litigation from this woman, Dooley, who apparently spent a weekend with him and wound up walking bull-legged.
That's right. We heard all about that.
Okay. And Slavman claims that he can't be blamed. By the way, the bull-leggedness lasted about 4 days, and then she was fine. Now, Slavman says that if this film is to be made... He wants all reference to him being the cause of this woman waddling, you know, for about 4 days after having sex with him over a weekend, having to waddle, because he claims it sounds like, you know, he might have injured her or something.
Well, but did she walk bull-legged or not?
My understanding is she did, and she had a hard time sitting down.
You see that? And that's a woman we're talking about, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Apparently, you know, but so Slavin said he did not abuse that woman, and that was her putting it on, acting like she was, you know, had to walk bull-legged and hard. She would apparently go home and go,
oh,
as she sat down. So I'm saying to this kid Norton, no reference to any of that. If you want to do the story of Dave Slavman, you'll have to throw out entirely this woman Dooley and her spurious and slabberly claims.
So she's slabbering him too?
Yes, as far as I know, because she's been on your program repeating this, and she's been writing emails.
So, all right, that's a very strange concept, but I doubt seriously whether any movie made by Chris Norton about Dave Slavman is going to go anywhere.
Well, you know what? It may not, but as long as he thinks he's going to sell a movie with my client in it on his website, I think he said it sells for, yeah, I don't know what Frank's not there. Do you?
Yeah, I know. He said he's going to sell for $1.90. I think it's $1.99.
For $1.99, okay. Jeez.
That's your client.
Yeah, I know it's my client, Phil. Hey, Phil, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take your clothes off and see if you can get $1.99 for any movie you'd be in?
I doubt it sincerely.
Okay, then let's just watch. We're talking about Dave Slavman, okay? And
so what if we're talking about Dave? I've never heard of this guy.
Well, it's not important whether you ever heard of him. I guarantee you Bobby Dooley's heard of him. She was waddling for weeks.
But you don't want any mention of that.
No, I don't. That's the problem we're having here, Phil.
All right, look, if you don't want it mentioned, then don't bring it up. So where does the film stand?
Right now it's not going to be made. I have an injunction against any filming of the Dave Slavman story until we eliminate any mention of somebody being bull-legged, having a heart going ow when they sit down, you know, all of that stuff. So,
well, it sounds absolutely disgusting and degrading. I don't know why anyone would. I don't know why Bobby Dooley would even bother, because the film, as Phil pointed out and others, is not going to make any money.
Well, Dooley's worried. I understand why Dooley doesn't want to be mentioned in the film. And Slabman's the one, though, that's being slibered.
Okay, he's being slibered.
Or slabbered.
Okay. So, well, good luck with that, Harvey.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus. I've been on your program in a long time.
Well, what else have you been up to?
Nothing. I haven't been doing anything. This is the first case that I took on. It's boring, but, you know, it gets me out of the house. Christ, I haven't done anything for a long time. I'm sitting here at the house. I'm looking at my granddaughter watching some stupid puppet shows. We got baby TV on here morning, noon, and night, and I'm sitting here eating out of a dry bowl of cereal. I got this Frosted Flakes. Why don't you put some milk in that or something, honey? My daughter's just gave me some Frosted Flakes. So,
why don't you get out and do some golfing or traveling or something?
I could be. I got the girlfriend still.
Oh, so Doris and you are getting around.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get graphic. But
well, nobody wants you to get graphic, but you got Doris and you're going out to dinner?
Yeah, we go out to dinner about 3 times a week, and then we spend either the weekend at her place or my place. We can't do it here. The granddaughter's here, and it gets kind of loud.
All right, Harvey, thanks very much. We'll talk to you later, okay?
I mean, I didn't mean to say it gets loud.
Harvey Weierman and the Dave Slavman movie is probably not going to go forward.
I don't think it'll go forward, and then I can make anything more than $1.99. And who's going to buy it?
Well, I'd buy it just for laughs, you know, just to see what the Dave Slavman story is all about.
Well, again, Bobby Dooley threatens to sue. You've got Dave Slavman himself threatening to sue. And I don't think Chris Norton even knows how to hire a lawyer. Let alone have one.
No, I don't think he does either. So we'll follow that, I guess. Who cares? Good point. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sieffre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah. Don't forget about Saturday Cinema every Saturday at philhenryshow.com and Elcott The Next Step. Our Sunday services are on. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value online other than a Dave Slavman movie. Take it easy.